A Detroit icon is going green. Let's just hope the ghost living there is okay with it. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lauren Talley, in for Rebecca Williams. The 123-year-old Whitney Mansion wastes a lot of electricity. Tracy Samilton reports on how the historic gem is working to slash its utility bills and save energy.
This was my reaction seeing the Whitney for the first time. Oh my God. Massive crystal chandeliers hang in the main hall. Hand-carved wood paneling adorns the walls, and Tiffany windows cast colors in sunny beams along the floors. Once Lumber Baron David Whitney's home, it's now a restaurant where guests dine in style in the former library, music room, and sitting rooms. It's grand. It's opulent. It's over the top.
The marble, there are 21 fireplaces in the house, and each one has a different marble surround.
That's owner Bud Liebler. He bought the Detroit icon 10 years ago and turned it into a destination restaurant. I should mention that the Whitney came with a ghost, so you can also take a tour that speculates about who's doing the haunting. But as Liebler found, the utility bills were crazy high. One winter month, the heat bill was $27,000. There's tons of energy waste from the old heat pumps, the kitchen ranges, the 1,600 chandelier light bulbs. The windows are single pane.
And sometimes in the winter, we'd have to move people away from tables by the window because their air was seeping through.
But he couldn't afford to make changes until he heard about PACE. It stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. It's a little complicated, but basically, it's a new way to pay for energy-saving projects. Think storm windows, new heat pumps, and LED lighting for those fancy chandeliers. The Whitney will put no money down and pay back the loan through a special property tax assessment and save more on its utility bills than it will pay in extra taxes. Now, Liebler figures he can't afford not to make changes.
Our loan is $863,000. We can't do this. I mean, how many dinners do you have to serve for just that? Forget about paying your staff and buying the food and all that stuff. So this enables us to do that in a painless way.
In 20 years, the restaurant will save more than $2 million. The Whitney is the first historic mansion in the state to use PACE. Andy Levin is CEO of Lean and Green Michigan, which runs the PACE marketplace that connects businesses with lenders and builders. He says pretty much any kind of business that spends more than $5,000 a month on energy can use PACE. So far, it runs the gamut from a beer distributor in Orion Township to a factory in Troy.
We've done two apartment buildings, one urban right in the center of Saginaw downtown and one rural in Greenville in a small town in West Michigan.
Plus a warehouse, a medical office building, and a commercial office building. There are other projects in the pipeline, but PACE hasn't yet caught on everywhere in the state. I ask Levin why, since there's so many benefits and virtually no downside. Levin says it's understandable because it's a very new idea.
People are hesitant. They don't understand it, or it seems too good to be true, or they don't want to be the first one to do something. So each time we do something in a new city or county, each time a new category of building comes on, all those other people with that kind of building say, well, wait, Sue did it, so now I can do that.
And if you're wondering what the Whitney ghost thinks about all this, Liebler's theory is the ghost is Lumber Baron David Whitney himself. So far, he's been leaving the contractors alone as his former 19th century home prepares for a 21st century energy makeover. I'm Tracy Samilton.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lauren Talley.